Okay, hello everybody. We're going to continue on where the Gra tells his wife she shouldn't be upset and she should be meichel and believe shalom for going to Eretz Yisrael, and she should be very happy and thrilled that her mesiras nefesh is not for him to make money, but rather for him to go to Eretz Yisrael. We talked yesterday about the beautiful language that the Gra uses to describe Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now he says, now, in this part of the letter, he starts giving Musar. He starts actually giving her the advice of, you know, what should you look out for while I'm gone? So he says, Afan, Viadua, you should know. Kikola oilamaze hakol hevel. Everything in this world is futility. V'chol ha'sha'ashuim. And all the things that people enjoy doing, hakol kaloi hayu, is all as if it doesn't exist. Today, at least what we're talking about in the Musa we're going to learn is very, very basic Musa, meaning it's very, very fun. It's fundamental, but it's very basic. You know, it's from Koyelas. He says, V'oy leharoit v'im achar ha-heva. Woe is to those that run after the nothingness, the futility of this world. Ain't by moil, it doesn't help, it doesn't do, it doesn't accomplish, it's useless, futility. And do not be jealous of wealth. Because most wealth. Most wealth is shomer lebaylov just l'ra'asai. Meaning, the only thing which the owner is going to have out of his wealth is usually, you know, negativity. They say a pshat here in the bottom, even more so, very fascinating pshat. They don't bring the story, but I'll say the story over. I don't remember which gadol it was, but basically there was a whole story. With the gadol, there was a whole story, a crazy story, that somebody went to America, and they lived in England. And they went to America, and they got sick in America, and they had no insurance. And basically, the procedures that they had to have, they cost them $100,000. Now, to get $100,000 of medical billing, if you have no insurance, it doesn't take that long, you know? He had some sort of procedure. He was good. It was okay. And if he paid $100,000, he went back to England, very, very upset. He said, if this would have happened to me when I was in England, it would have cost me nothing. I have insurance. It would have been so cheap. And now I lost so much money. And he's very upset. And the Rav told him, you should be very, very happy. Hashem is Mesabib Sibubib. He says, what do you mean? He said, because you had a Gzer and Shemayim, that you were supposed to pay $100,000 in medical bills this year. You were supposed to lose that money lose it and pay it in medical bills. Baruch Hashem, you're in America. So for you to get to the bill, to rake up a bill of $100,000, you didn't have to get that sick. But in England, if you would have been here, for you to have to reach the point of paying that much money, you know how sick you would have had to get? You would have to be in this hospital for 6 months to get that type of bill. So Mamela, he says, Baruch Hashem, that happened. So they say that's pshat what the Gra means here. The Yesh Oisha Shomer Lebaylev L'Ra'asai, meaning to say sometimes a person will have money, but now that he has money, he can handle a bigger expense. And now Hashem says, oh, okay, you have money. So now we're going to give you this type of tzaras so you can spend that money. So sometimes the oisher is shomer l'ra'asai. That's what some of the mafarshim here say what he means. By the way, they bring an interesting story also. Oh, that's not going to get here. But anyway, let's go further. So he says, that ba'al tekani ba'isha. Don't be jealous of those wealthy people. In the same way the person left their mother's womb, aroim, naked, with nothing, and their hands open, they don't have anything. Kach yashik. That's the way they will return. In other words, a person can be running after wealth in this world, but ultimately when they go back to the grave, they're not bringing it with them. And they're going back the same way they were born. Okay? Now, he was not coming to say Chidushim Mir Degra. It's mostly based on, these few pieces, but he's giving them very stark mussar that he was afraid, apparently, that with him not there, when he was there in the house, so it was clear, everything was focused on the gra, on the learning, on the talmidim. Now he's leaving. Maybe they could get caught up with other things. So he's giving them chizak to say, don't get caught up with other things. Other things don't matter. Kol umas shaba keinelech, the same way a person comes into the world, that's how he will leave the world. What benefit is there for a person to work the ruach for no reason? And even if he would live 1,000 years, 2 times over, he wouldn't be able to really achieve what he wants to achieve in Gashmias. Okay? And even if he did achieve it, in the end, he won't appreciate, he won't have it. Even if he's happy, supposedly, during his entire lifetime, he is course meachoshach, and he remembers the bad days. In other words, a person cannot avoid, within the context of Gashmis and Olam Hazeh, cannot avoid the difficulties of this world. So, in other words, a person has to put things in perspective, that they're in this world temporarily. The things which this world offers are not going to last, and therefore chasing after them is not going to give him pleasure. Okay, they bring down over here interesting story with the Rousseau Salanter, that apparently one time Rousseau Salanter's wife bought a lottery ticket without him knowing. And right away, when he heard, he went to his Talmidim, and he said in front of the Talmidim, I'm being Noider Hana, making a neder that I should never benefit from anything my wife wins from the lottery. Meaning, it's not just he didn't want to waste time, waste time making money. It's that he felt that having money was too much of a nisayon, and it would be too much of a distraction. And therefore, I have what I need. I don't need to win the lottery. And if, I don't want to have a chilek in it. Then he added on, the job of someone who wins the lottery is to be a gabbai tzedakah. And I don't want the responsibility of being a gabbai tzedakah. That was the other thing he said. But, okay. Now, moving on. What you think is good today, tomorrow will make you cry. So a person's running after things which they think is good for them. And this is like that lashon of the famous slichas that we say on some Gedalia. Tivke mehachar tivke. Tomorrow you will cry. Me'asher hayom tischak. It's one of the most powerful slichas that we say. And that's what he says that now. Now he brings down a lashon that's brought down on many of the Sifri Musar. It's a deep lashon here. It says, "Al tekani bekavod hamedume ha'hevel," and don't run after kavod. Now, the way the Goyin describes kavod, akina v'ataiva v'akavod mitzinas adam in oilam. We actually had this in the Gra on the Agarta. The Kavod is one of the three Sharoshim of evil in the world. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod are Keneged, Pa'as. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. How does it go? Kina, Taiva, and Kavod are Keneged, Pas, Taiva, and Gaiva. And basically, he's saying over here that he calls it Al Tikani B'Kavod HaMedumeh. There's something called Kavod HaMedumeh. Now, he doesn't just say don't run after Kavod, because Kavod, honor, is not going to get you anywhere. He calls it Kavod HaMedumeh. Kavod HaMedumeh means it's pretend Kavod. It's not even real. Now, what do you mean it's not real? You could say it's real, but it's not important. You could say, look, yeah, it's very real that when a guy is an important person and he walks into a room, everyone, you know, pays attention to him and, oh, wow, everyone wants to talk to him and whatever. So he's getting covered. Now, you could say it's not important. It's not something you should be running after. Okay? But the Goyen doesn't say that. He says he calls it covered hamedume. It's pretend covered. And the pshat is because, like the Gemara tells us in a few places, that in kavod el Torah, it's a mission of Perkei Avos, in kavod el Torah. That means not only are you running after kavod, you're running after something which is fake kavod. Kavod means a person is an honorable person. It means a person is doing those things which objectively deserve and require and demand honor. It means a person finds the halakim within himself, which are uplifted halakim, and that's what I'm finding. I'm giving kavod to that part of the person. If what I'm giving kavod to the person is just about his money, or I'm giving kavod to him about some exterior part about him, so I'm not even giving kavod to him. So what he's getting is fake kavod, because nobody is, he's not an uplifted person. He doesn't have honor within himself. A Talmud Chacham, that someone that has Torah, so they betzim have kavod. They're a person that they're an honorable person. So going, besides from the fact that running after kavod is a waste of time, and you won't gain anything out of it. Aside from that, it's not even kavod at all. It's kavod hamedume. It's very strong. Al tikani, don't be jealous. The kavod hamedume ha-hevel, because kavod hamedume is hevel, it's futile. The azman boyged, v'ukim aznayin yagbiya ha-kal v'yashbil ha-kavod. It's going to cause a person to focus on the less important things in life. So having a focus on kavod will force the person or encourage a person to be less focused on what's important. Okay, so he's going to continue on this for a little bit, a drop, not too much, and then he's going to start giving details about different areas and chinuch, exactly what to do. So we're going to get to some interesting things next week, Bezer session. Okay, everybody? Yishakayach.
Shabbat shalom, thank you.
Shabbat shalom, shkayach.